Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League, every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. That's Ichabod's Lounge. I was there on Sunday and had a great time. I really did. On East Flamingo at Pecos. I know that a lot of you have a very busy life. You have a lot of stuff going on, business and home life, the kids, soccer practice, football practice, cheerleading practice, with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between noon and 3. That's why we've created something brand new, and it's wonderful. It's Live and Local on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out. Go to kevinwallradio.com and do it right now. Coming up, Ron Futrell will give us the latest on what's going on in Raider Nation. Alex Leatherwood, the former number one draft choice, number 17 overall. Hard to believe this. He was the 17th overall pick, and he lasted a year, and he wasn't very good. And the new administration determined that even if they had to eat some salary, they would be willing to do that, signing bonuses and things like that, that they would end up doing that. And, unfortunately for Alex Leatherwood, he ended up not making the team. The good news, that's the bad news. The good news is the Chicago Bears have signed him and picked him up off waivers, and that means they're on the hook for $7 million, not the the Raiders. So the Raiders made out okay. The Raiders made out just fine on this deal. They got rid of some deadwood, okay, and they're off the hook from a salary cap perspective. So we'll talk with Ron Futrell about what that all means. And what happens now? We've had the cut-down day on Tuesday. But what does that mean for players? Can they be comfortable? Can they say, can they call all their friends and family and say, I made the team? Or is there something else? You know, is the Turk going to arrive again? Are there going to be players picked up on waivers and via trades and different things like that that will keep them at 53? Of course, now you got practice squad and all of that. We'll talk about all of that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay where you are. I'm so excited. I know the weather doesn't look like it, but it's fall. We're at September 1, and that means football is at hand. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A federal judge in Florida has heard arguments about whether to appoint an outside legal expert to review government records seized by the FBI last month in a search of former President Trump's Florida home. Lawyers for Mr. Trump say the appointment of a special master is necessary to ensure an independent inspection of the documents. The judge today declining to rule on Mr. Trump's request. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz is under fire from Democrats for an audio recording in which he likens abortion to murder.
During a teletown hall in May, Dr. Oz repeated his pro-life views that human life begins at conception. Oz campaign spokesperson Brittany Yannick notes that Dr. Oz supports exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Quote, quite the contrast from John Fetterman, who supports abortion up until the moment of birth, referring to Oz's competition in the November election. Oz's comments come as many states drawing new battle lines on abortion after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade earlier this year. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, looking ahead to Labor Day, starting today, there's a new dashboard from the Department of Transportation to help flyers dealing with delays.
The number of flight delays and cancellations has been high over the summer, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has publicly challenged air carriers to do better.
What can be done and how to make sure the airlines are delivering?
The dashboard displays the kinds of guarantees, refunds, or compensation the major domestic airlines offer in case of a flight delay or cancellation. It lets them shop around and find the best deal. The rate of cancellations is up about one-third from the same period in 2019 before the pandemic. Look for Airline Customer Service Dashboard at transportation.gov. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow had 146 points, but the NASDAQ was down 31. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com code QUOTE.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, today is September 1st. Fall watering restrictions begin today. The Southern Nevada Water Authority's fall watering schedule runs through October 31st, Halloween, where you're allowed to water only on the 3 assigned days per week. Your specific watering schedule can be found on the SNWA website. On November 1st, the winter watering schedule kicks in, with residents only allowed to water 1 day per week. Whatever the season, no watering is allowed. On Sundays, that's for church and football. Well, July was the second straight record-breaking month for Las Vegas Airport. More than 4.8 million travelers made their way through the airport last month, more than a 17% increase over the same time just a year ago. Local tourism officials say they're not surprised by the numbers, with the airline passenger capacity on the rise and more international travelers coming to town with the relaxing of COVID-19 restrictions. What's difficult to predict, they say, is how much longer the passenger growth will go on with the possibility of an economic slowdown. An excessive heat warning is in effect through Tuesday night. Expect sunny and hot conditions. 110 today. It's 102 right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, crews are still on scene. They're trying to fix the freeway there. Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. You're backed up well past the 215 interchange on Interstate 15 northbound, so do keep that in mind if you're heading in that neighborhood.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Ron Futrell on. Normally on Friday, we're going to be on best of status tomorrow. So Ron has agreed to come on today. The last 2 weeks, he has been on vacation in places like Alberton Orchards. Did I get that right?
You got it right. You got it right.
And you finally decided to come home?
No, not really. I'm still up there, but I'm actually, my body is here in Vegas. Yeah, I'm in the sports office, but my head's still up there.
Oh my God! Oh my
Montana.
God! I love it. So tell me about, just very briefly, if you can. The trip was fun. It was good. It was great.
It couldn't have been better. It was absolutely marvelous. What a great getaway up there to enjoy. Yes, Alberton, you did get it right. AlbertonOrchards.com. You can go to the website and see. And I posted some of the pictures on social media. Just a fun place. A local dentist has the property up there. Hundreds of acres of property up there. And he's building a barn ranch. Got cabins up there and all sorts of fun stuff. And, no, it was a blast. Absolute fun time. We rafted the Clark Fork of the Blackfoot River. And did that on the last day there. I don't know why we waited for the last day. We should have done that on the first day and every day. But it was a ton of fun. It was great. Loved the whole time up there. And then, of course, the week before, I'm going up to Utah in a rainstorm. So we've settled things down, and we're in 108-degree Las Vegas today.
Welcome
glad
home.
To be here.
Welcome home.
We have air conditioning.
I love
for
it.
Now.
And and indoor plumbing, which is pretty damn.
Occasionally, yeah.
That's not bad. Hey, did you make it back in time for the Turk on Tuesday?
For the what now? Pardon me, I didn't
for the
hear.
Turk?
No, did not make it back in time for that.
Okay. So they all cut right. down, but the Turk came and tapped people on the shoulder and said, come with me and bring your tablet.
Yes.
And they go off to the head coach and they get cut.
And I have seen all the details, so I know all the details. On that, certainly Alex Leatherwood gone from the Raiders is it a shock? It wasn't really a shock. He wasn't playing well in the preseason. They gave him plenty of opportunity, and he's going up against the backups, you know, and so he's a guy that's supposed to be a starter and was picked in the first round last year, 17th overall, was the Outland Trophy, meaning the winner, the best in college football at Alabama. So he had all those credentials. At the time, I do remember we were doing a live show, and I questioned that a little bit and said, I don't know why Raiders are going there, but it is sort of interesting, and we tracked it yesterday on how many players in the first round have been busts. Yeah, some of them flat out busts, and Alex Leatherwood would be. He's with the Bears now, by the way. If you're wondering, nice guy. I really like him. I've talked to him a few times and really like him personally, but that's not the issue when you're playing offensive line. You got to stop those guys from getting to the quarterback. Anyway, you look at Mike Mayock, former general manager, and, of course, John Gruden, and who they picked in the first round of the NFL draft. There have been a lot of busts in there. Henry Ruggs, Trayvon Mullen now. You go down the list. But the guys they picked up in the later rounds have been pretty good.
Well,
Hunter Renfro, okay. Max Crosby.
Explain to me how you miss on number 17. I mean, you got your pick of the 17 best players in the country. You got all but 17 of them, or 16 of them. How do you miss on something like that?
It ain't a science, you know. It is, and that's one of the things we love about sports. Is that it's not scientific. It is just you taking your best shot, your best. You're seeing something. A lot of people were shocked that they took Leatherwood that high. Nobody really had him projected being that high. Okay, so they were taking a chance. They were taking a risk. There was something they saw that they liked, and I don't know what exactly it was. You know, big. He's smart. You need to know what you're doing when you're an offensive lineman. People think you're just a big guy that blocks. Oh no! There's a lot of stuff. There is a lot of stuff going on when you're pulling, and you've got to go to the opposite side and protect the blind side and all those sort of things. It gets a little complicated, and so we'll see how he does with the Bears. I hope the best for him there, but I don't know how to explain that. Really, that they haven't been, you know, they haven't been the best. They were not the best at picking those guys in the top, competing at that highest level. But they did find some gems in later rounds that are going to be with the Raiders for a long time and can make you smile. Two of those were Pro Bowlers last year in Crosby and Hunter Renfro. And Josh Jacobs was a first-rounder. Now, they did not extend his contract to a fifth year from here, so it'll be interesting to see how long he's going to stay here with the Raiders, whether the Raiders see him in their long-term future. And running backs are becoming more expendable all the time in the NFL. That's a trend right now that really is developing. Unless you are Derrick Henry, you can take running backs from just about any team and place and plug and put them in and go back and witness the Rams and what they've done with three, four different running backs over the years. Recently, they change running backs every year, and they're still a very good football team. So that is interesting because it's become such a passing dominant league. Is that your running backs are almost an afterthought, a second thought. So it'll be interesting to see what the future of Josh Jacobs is. I really like him. Hope he's a guy that stays here for a while. Great to deal with. But that one, we shall see. He's still got this season to go. So from here, it will be interesting.
Okay, so we've got this weird thing they did because of the collective bargaining agreement and all the everything. We've got this week off. Between the final preseason game and opening day, what is going on in Henderson right now? I mean, what's going on with the team? I understand they're going to get a long weekend before they get back into the weekly grind, so to speak, getting ready for opening day. But will there be more additions and subtractions from this 53-man roster and the practice squad?
Probably, yeah. So what's going on right now is I'm guessing they're showering. Right about now,
TMI, man. TMI.
Yeah, you want me to give you more details?
No, that's pretty good.
No, I will say this. Let me go here for a second. I had an epiphany during the Vikings preseason game for the Raiders for the first time in a few years. They let us back into the locker room to take care, you know, to do interviews in the locker room, which was a much different beast than doing them from the podium. When everybody was afraid of COVID, now we find out wrongly, but anyway. Some of us knew it even then. But let's go here. some of us knew it then. But we went into the locker room again, and that was sort of a eye-opening experience to be back in there. And they now. Women are in the locker rooms, so that was years ago. But they, yeah, so some of the players don't take any sort of special precautions, if you know what I mean.
I think I do.
which was sort of funny. That was interesting. It did remind me of the old days of covering NFL and going to the locker rooms and going, and it's all full frontals, and that's what it is. Well, it's back. Anyway, that being said, I did go out to practice yesterday and practice today. They did practice yesterday indoors. And then today I thought, started at 10:15, and I thought, they're going to go indoors again because, no, they went outdoors today. So they were in the heat of 104 degrees, I think it was, out there in Henderson during the practice. So they worked out hard today and got that. But, yes, there will be some – there certainly can be some changes between now and then as things sort of even out, level out. There'll be some injuries that will happen probably. I'm not, with various teams, and players will come become available. So, oh yeah, there could be a lot of changes. Well, let's go here. Yesterday, the Chargers, LA Chargers picked up Sony Michel, running back that was with the Rams a year or so ago, was with Miami, and was New England before that. So he's been with four different teams, and I think it's a solid pickup for the Chargers. Makes their offense better, and their offense is already pretty darn good. So this will be fun to see, as I've said many times, what the AFC West does this year. You know what I think is interesting, Kevin, that's happened with the NFL is the AFC, the power shift between the NFC and AFC has gone straight towards the AFC's direction. You look at the AFC and wow, it is just stacked. You see a bunch of teams in there that could be great this year. Any team in the AFC West, Indianapolis is looking real good, and the Raiders play the Colts here on Sunday, November 13th. They also, Tennessee looks pretty good with Derrick Henry. Oh, the Buffalo Bills are right there. You know,
Josh Allen.
Yes, that Josh Allen guy. Raiders play at Tennessee September 25th in a morning game. So they've got, you know, the Raiders are going to be tested. The Raiders have a tough schedule this year. They got the Steelers, okay? And that's the as we look forward to it, that's the Christmas Eve game, December 24th, on the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But the NFL is not missing out on that one. They are taking full, they're going full bore with that this season. That game, in fact, is on the NFL Network. It's a Saturday night game because Christmas is on a Sunday this year, if my numbers are correct and days are correct with everything. But you're looking forward to a fun season. Oh, by the way, it begins a week from tonight.
Isn't that wild?
Not for the Raiders. The Bills against the Rams is a week from tonight.
Wow.
And is that going to be a fun one? Okay, is that going to be a preview of the Super Bowl? It certainly could be.
Gosh.
You know, and then I look at the NFC side, and I don't see a whole lot of great teams there that I could sit there and go, how good are they going to be? The Rams, I don't know. You know, with the Rams coming back, they're just as strong as last year. There's no reason they shouldn't be just as strong this year. Motivation certainly plays into that sort of stuff. Also, you've got San Francisco in there is going to look strong. We'll see what their quarterback situation is a little bit up in the air right now, where they're going to go and what they're going to do. Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers without Devontae Adams. Okay, we'll see what happens there. And I don't think anybody comes out of the – we don't have to talk about the NFC.
Nobody really jumps out at you as, oh, my God, they're the team to watch.
You sit there and go, it's the Rams. Okay, the Rams – they should be. There's no excuse for the Rams to not be in the Super Bowl. But now I'm sitting there going, as the AFC beats itself up with a tougher schedule this year, and they will beat themselves up in the playoffs. You know, the Rams, I don't want to say cruise. Nobody cruises through anything in the NFL. But could, if they play like they did last year, they cruise their way to the Super Bowl, and they're playing a team from the AFC who's been through a much tougher playoff. And regular season, for that matter. So anyway, there you go. I made the case for the Rams to win another Super Bowl, sort of there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did kind of make the prediction. Ron Futrell joining us, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He's been hanging out in Raiderland. I wanted to go back to the AFC West though, because I'm blown away by the talent level But I had somebody ask me the other day, not on air, off air, who the best quarterback in the AFC West is. And I was hard, you know, Patrick Mahomes, yeah, okay. But is he? Is he the best? Who's the best?
No, it is Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. And he's got the history. Come on, the Chiefs have won how many in a row, Kevin? Seven AFC West titles?
Yeah.
Something like that. They won again last year. I know Tyreek Hill is not there. He's in Miami now. Oh, by the way, to that end, you've got Russell Wilson there with Denver. Just signed a brand spanking new contract, 5 years, $245 million, going to Russell Wilson. And he's also guaranteed $165 million of that. So that's they gave him a nice welcoming present to Denver in this big fat new contract. And yeah, you put those two guys there. You've got Derek Carr with the Raiders. Might be the fourth best quarterback in that.
Isn't that wild to think of?
No, that is wild. Okay, so let's go into this season going, he's number four. We've already mentioned
Mahomes.
Justin Herbert with San Diego.
Right.
San Diego with the LA Chargers. Let's go into the season thinking Derek Carr is the number four quarterback in the AFC West, which is not outlandish. I would say that. But he's got three of the best receivers. And if that offensive line can hold up, that's the big question. If that offensive line can hold up, give him enough time to be able to throw some passes, do some damage, he could quickly jump into that number one spot. In this pretty explosive, fun to watch division, the AFC West.
It's going to be fun. Got to ask you about the Aces, because everybody around town's been talking about it. They lost the opener of their semifinal series. Then they bounced back for a nice win last night. What do you make of the Aces, and are they championship material?
No, they should be. They are. They're the favorites. So it's not a surprise. They were the favorites last year and didn't win it, so they had a coaching change with Becky Hammon, a coach, and I think that's made a lot of difference this year. I went to their practice the other day before the game last night. Was at the game last night, and pretty explosive team. I mean, they get up and go at it, and they put on a good show. But their backs are against the wall right now against a real good Seattle Storm team. So they even up the series last night. It's a best of five, so they even up the series at one apiece, and the next two games are going to be in Seattle Sunday. The fourth, this upcoming Sunday is going to be the next game for the Aces there. So, yeah, they should win it. They're in the Final Four now. They've got the Defensive Player of the Year. They got the Coach of the Year. They have the Most Improved Player of the Year. They have all of these individual awards, and they want to win the big one. So that's and bring home a championship. And if they do, it would be the first time in Vegas that a Major League professional sports team has won a championship. And of course, the caveat there that I'm going to put to it, a Major League professional sports team, we did have the Las Vegas Stars. Now then they were the 51s and then the Aviators, but they won a couple of PCL championships in the 80s. So and they're professional. They're not Major League, they're professional. And of course, UNLV basketball winning the national championship in 1990, UNLV golf won national championships. So we've had championships happen here before, but this would be, and I'm wording this carefully, this would
be
the
careful
first time
now
for a professional Major League sports franchise to win in Las Vegas. So if you were hoping it was the Knights or the Raiders first, and the default is the Aces, well, the default should it should very well be the Aces this year. Because they can do it. They've got the talent to do it. There's no question about it.
I know you have been out of town, so stuff may have happened and been under the radar, so to speak. But the A's possibly coming to Southern Nevada. Anything new in that arena? And I need it in less than a minute.
One of the guys that I was on the trip with is an insider. How about this? I'm just going to say he was an insider with what's going on over there. The discussions are heating up, and they are serious. And that's right now, they're looking at the festival a lot, very seriously. That's a lot at Sahara and the Strip. And it is big enough for not a whole lot of parking, but at least for a retractable dome stadium, 35,000 seat, to be able to put there on the north end of the Strip. So Phil Ruffin was up there a couple of weeks ago, had all that stuff confirmed. But I guess the one thing that you'd like it when I break stories here.
I love it. You keep bringing